Exiled opposition leader Venancio Mondlane is calling for fresh elections on January 6, constitutional reforms, electoral changes, and the adoption of a new national flag that excludes the iconic AK-47 armed rifle symbol currently on the nation's flag. He has called for calm, but warns his supporters will resume protests next week if his demands are not met. Jorge Namire is a research consultant in Mozambique and Angola with the South Africa-based Center for Security Studies. He says the current calm does not signify peace.
I think it's very early to say that the situation is settling down. We cannot predict what's going to happen, so the situation remains unexpected. So far, almost 300 people that have been killed, more than 150 in the last 6 days.
Mozambique's opposition is made up of a coalition of parties called the Optimistic Party for the Development of Mozambique. Leader Mondlane has called for protests since October 9th election he lost, claiming voting irregularities. Protests ranging from street marches to road and border blockades to the banging of pots have turned deadly. Protesters, children and state security forces have all been killed. The Optimistic Party is calling for the international community to investigate what it says are human rights violations committed by the state against its supporters. Mondlane fled Mozambique after two of his aides were killed in October. His call to delay protests and issue demands follows the intervention of South Africa, which sent a special envoy, Dr. Sidney Mfumadi, to Maputo over the weekend to meet with outgoing President Filipe Nyusi. Nyusi described the situation in Mozambique as manageable and dismissed the need for foreign intervention. The president and other leaders of the near 50-year ruling Frelimo Party are moving forward politically despite the civil unrest. They have secured seats in the upcoming National Assembly. Representatives of the opposition Optimistic Party boycotted the meeting, and civil service groups say the situation remains volatile. Official reports indicate more than 10,000 Mozambicans have fled to neighboring Malawi to escape violence. Walker Dias, who leads Decide, an election watchdog and human rights group, describes the tension.
It's not safe, for example, to the people in the other side of the border to cross to Mozambique because we don't know what will happen. On this morning, for example, when we look what's happening, we saw in the gas station, for example, in the Maputo, in the
Mondlane challenged the election results that gave Frelimo candidate Daniel Chapo 71% of the vote in October. Last week, the Supreme Court upheld his win but lowered it to 65%. The ruling also increased Mondlane's share of the vote from 20% to 24%, acknowledging some irregularities. Amid these developments, civil society groups claim that suspected state security agents are abducting young people believed to be leading sporadic protests. Independent international relations expert and constitutional lawyer Dr. Charles Sinkala believes President Nyusi should have declared a state of emergency given the volatility in Maputo.
The outgoing President Nyusi is supposed to declare the nation a state of emergency so that they can have a 90 days cool-off period to attend for the new fresh elections for the people's aspiration and wishes, and I think to bring the country to normalcy. There's no normalcy, there's no constitutional normalcy, there's no security for the citizens. This is when now the insurgencies are taking advantage.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged all parties in Mozambique to refrain from violence. In a statement during the Christmas holidays, an official from Guterres' office read his message to journalists.
The Secretary General is concerned about the post-election violence which has resulted in loss of lives and the destruction of public and private property. He urges all political leaders and relevant national stakeholders to diffuse tensions, including through meaningful dialogue, legal redress, refrain from the use of violence, and redouble efforts to seek a peaceful resolution to the ongoing crisis in a constructive manner, which is essential to the collective future of Mozambicans.
Adding to the crisis, last week saw a massive prison break at Maputo's maximum security facility, where more than 1,500 inmates escaped after a riot left 33 dead. Hundreds of prisoners remain at large. For KPFA in Grahamstown, Eastern Cape, South Africa, this is Garikai Chaunza reporting.